Now we'll do the prayers of intercession. With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Renew and inspire the church in the freedom of the gospel, O God. Where the church is in error, reform it. Where the church speaks your truth, strengthen it. Where the church is divided, unify it. Ignite in us the working of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the earth changes, as mountains shake and the waters roar, may we care for this planet as a holy habitation for all living things. Sustain all peoples and lands recovering from natural disasters of any kind, including wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide areas of the world divided or traumatized by conflict, especially in our own land. Free all from slavery and human trafficking and protect all in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Release those living in bondage to debts, chronic health issues and pain or addiction. Grant your healing touch to those who are ill. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Carol, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this family of faith, we give thanks for courageous voices that have remained firm in their commitment to the one who frees us from sin and death. Centered in your grace, unify us in the hope of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Even in death, you free us and give us a place in your house. We give thanks for our ancestors who have shown us truth and freedom, especially Martin Luther and those who work for the renewal of the church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Listen as we call on you, O God, and enfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. Please share a sign of that peace, whether it be with your family and your loved ones, or if you happen to be living alone, give somebody a phone call today or send an email. Let us pray our Reformation prayer. Steadfast God, give us courage to look for reformation when we've become too set in our ways. Do not let us be too afraid of change. Loving God, give us courage and faith to give room for your Spirit in our lives and in the lives of our families and ultimately in the life of our church. And as you do that, fill us with your joy and love so that we could be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In the name of your Son, our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For all that God can do within us, for all that God can do without us, thanks be to God. For all in whom Christ lived before us, for all in whom Christ lives beside us, thanks be to God. For all the Spirit wants to bring us, for where the Spirit wants to send us, thanks be to God. And now may the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and on your way together, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn is How Firm a Foundation, and that is ELW, from the ELW number 796. May peace be with you this week.